Blog Talk Radio.
God damn it, all right. Shit, I know it's playoffs and shit going on. And it's going to be going on all day. So, you know, I'm going to put this shit in now. And it's about to have a dab, baby. It's about to have a dab. And if you're slick enough, you could add the cue. You know, I be asking to hear from my alumni, and sometimes they just send me updates. Now, this motherfucker didn't have time to even hear me. Just wanted to let me know that it's good. And I want to read just a little paragraph. I just want to read what this motherfucker had to say. Because he started off. What the fuck is that? Oh, there you go. He started off, but, man, I have progressed, man, and I noticed when you really want something, it will present itself in all forms. I mean, that's about bitches, man. That's about school. That's about work. That's about clubbing, books, man, your streams and courses, my grandmother's. In my notes, in reflections, I mean, all that shit adds up. They all have contributed to my perception and understanding of the meaning of life and being a man. Of course, with the courses as my basis. Have you guys heard of the dude who didn't know how it felt to get ran over by a diesel truck? He found out it hurt. Don't be that dude. This motherfucker. Now, I rarely interact with pimps. This nigga Tim was, he was a turnout when he started fucking with him. He wasn't even turned out. I helped turn him out. But what I'm saying is that's some dope shit a motherfucker wrote me. And what I'm sick of, I'm just sick of these fucking, Three Amigos and the like. I'm not really blaming it on the Three Amigos. But I'm saying since those are motherfuckers that I do consider competitors to me, them other motherfuckers, they ain't even rising to my level. These motherfuckers ain't either, but, you know, they rising. So hopefully they can get some real game. But what I'm saying is, what I don't like about them motherfuckers using the words that, or should I say, abusing the words that we use, especially the word game, is that I know that there's only one other motherfucker on Facebook. I know there's many motherfuckers down and dirty with this abadabra. You know, but as far as on Facebook making his presence known, there's only one other motherfucker who's up on the phrase as far as what that abadabba is. And when these punk-ass copies, listen, I don't want no beef, but I'm just being real. If you got the copy, if you got the steal, and then you go misuse the shit, you asking to get fucked with by me. Especially if it's my shit or some shit I use. So I don't want to fight. But if you motherfuckers up to fucking with me, hit my motherfucking show, man, and let's get, you know, get with it. Because the abadabba, what I'm saying is, it's something that real motherfuckers know. And when these punk-ass copies start using that phrase, abadabba, and abadabba Q, you gonna know where it came from, because have you heard that before now? Have you? Well, you might have, because I didn't mention it on 3-4 of my videos. So you might have heard it, 3-4 of my recent videos. So you might have heard it and some motherfucker could have used it already. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, years ago, I'm telling you, when Shantae and me, we would kick it. You know, I see the nigga at the car wash on the sunset when I pull up on him. I say, what's up, man? Or he see me pull up on me. What's up, bud? Either one of us responding would say nothing but this abba-dabba cute. See, I'm serious. Is it me or is time just flying? Shit go by so fast. I thought it was New Year's yesterday. And here it is already the motherfucking 15th or 16th. See, but it's like that when you love what you do. You can do it for 18 hours straight and think you've only been doing it for 20 minutes. I love this life that I live, and I'm fortunate enough to live the life that I love. 69 years old, good health, few meds, fewer physical problems. Nigga, dick still getting hard? Shit. I'm almost on top of the world. Look, Ma, I'm on top of the world. You know, in my James Cagney voice. I do really wish my mama could see me. Years before she passed, I promised her that I was going to make her proud of, you know, her badass son. She saw some of it. And even though she ain't here to see it fully come to fruition, I'm going to make good on my promise. See, because a man is only good as his word. Now, for an update. Now, don't get me wrong. We still talking about this abba-dabba. 2022 is going to be the bomb for me. I already introduced Sheila G to my audience. And, of course, since that, some shit that came up. You know, I did want to hook up with Baby, you know, and, you know, do whatever we was going to do. Well, I didn't want to hook up as far as her living with me. Well, I didn't want to do all that. I was going to sponsor her shit. I still might, but we kind of at an impasse right now because we tripping. Well, not me, but she is. But what I'm saying is, if I sponsor it or not, fine. But the thing about me, fuck with me, you're going to learn some shit. So that bitch, I told her, I don't need you won't needing me. I want you to know what the fuck you doing. And if you don't want to fuck with me, go on and do it. I ain't mad, because I'm going to handle mine. And what Baby didn't understand was living with me wasn't part of my plan. Now, it might have been part of hers, but if that's the case, you should have had your own joint, and you should have been expecting me to move in there, because you can't make no plans in my joint. And you know, when I ran that by that motherfucking bitch, of course, she didn't like it. She wasn't with it and woo-woo. But things come from Sidewalk University. Things come through me from Sidewalk University and my genius. What I'm saying is, when I introduce shit to you, you see how pertinent it is. Now, what I'm saying is I'm in my third week at Sidewalk University, and it's doing just as I thought it'd do. The students are learning how to truly use their arsenal. Most of them thought it was merely a conversation, but they've discovered it's much more. I'm seeing shit a lot differently. This is, I think, my 10th or, no, maybe my 20th. Semester. And each one I'm learning. Most of them motherfuckers thought that the arsenal was merely a conversation. And that's what you're all going to think. And even when I tell you what it is, you still want to think that. Because you're not in Sidewalk University getting laced with the details. What I'm saying is the core me is not and will not ever change. But I'm seeing the need for today, even more than I already believe this, that I just got to go alone. No one's going to be there doing and thinking like me. Not that I'm the greatest. It's just that I am really focused specifically on this abadabba. This abadabba Q. These are two different things that I hope your fucking gurus can tell you about if they use the phrase. But this abadabba Q that I'm spitting never fails when I try to team up with a fool. It always outshines them. Now, when I was in the ninth grade, it started to show. I mean, motherfuckers' egos are fragile. And I was the kind of thing, I'm going to the top, right? You know, you fuck whatever you did, I ain't even tripping. See, a motherfucker fucking with me, especially after I started pimping. I mean, motherfucker fucking to me at one point is bound to think I'm trying to treat them like bitches. And I can't help that I was such a goddamn pimp that even after 25 years of not having a motherfucking hoe, 10 years of having shows and doing shit on Facebook, 5 years of having Sidewalk University, you all still see me as a motherfucker based on the pimping? I'm saying, man, come out. 2 and 2 is 4. That's some shit. My shit should let you know that I am not a pimp. I ain't no fucking pimp. Still. Motherfuckers still think I'm trying to pimp on them. They think I'm such a pimp. That's what I'm doing that I want to pimp. Ain't that a bitch. Because I'm always going to be Rosebud Bitter Dose. And no motherfucker's going to control me in no fashion. But that nigga Magic Wine, y'all accept him. Yeah, I'm not comparing. I'm just saying his image is pimpish. Mine ain't the kind of pimpish his is, but that's what I talk about, so it's pimpish. I'm just saying, what's the difference? Why you accept that motherfucker, not me? Imagine one, I ain't, you know, saying nothing about you, man. I'm just talking about these motherfucking fools. They love you, man. That's all I'm saying. See, I believe in the abadabba, which is game. And I definitely believe in the abadabba Q, which is pimp. So, I guess I'm going to have to learn how to steer a ship in rough waters. And after I conquer that with my magnificent on-the-job training skills, I guess I'll be able to sail off into the sunset. Because what I'm saying, you know, like I said, I ain't comparing, you know, me and Magic, because Magic got a whole nother persona than me. And that nigga doing his thing, so good for that nigga. What I'm saying is, I want to sail off into the sunset happy, you know, that I held my mud in every instance that required me to do so. I feel so motherfucking good about that shit. You know, I'm just one happy camper. I have had the pleasure of seeing firsthand today's participants are trying to turn it around. I knew it was gonna come I just knew it was going to come a time again that our game would be coming back. Now, you can keep this abba-dabba hidden for only so long. And these suckers, these computer techno pimps, you know, they hid the game long as they could. This is about a year or two. Motherfucker, you can't keep this shit down. The real is coming, and it's going to smash your bullshit. These niggas that just represent, I ain't missing no names, but they know who they are. Matter of fact, I'm only going to mention one of them motherfuckers. And although there are many of you worthy of mentioning, you know, for gobbling up this happen-tabbin that I be spitting, Young Ramsey has without a doubt shown me he's hungry for this happen-tabbin. And I don't think I've had a new tool available for an hour before that motherfucker bought it and commented about it. Well, I'm saying, what the hell? The nigga, how the fuck did that happen? You know, there's something going on with my computer. And it's been fucking with me. And now I don't have my fucking bullet points. So I'm going to have to just see what y'all talking about on motherfucking StreamYard. And if you motherfuckers ain't talking about shit, Hollywood Shantae, what? The Abba Dabba sometimes, no, Tay, wait a minute, Mike. Nigga, you better call in so we can talk about this, nigga, because what I'm saying is, the Abba Dabba's game. And game ain't never sometimes with the Q, because the Q is pendant. When you got that Abba Dabba Q, it's that pendant. Abba Dabba alone is the game. But Shantae, why the fuck you ain't called in, nigga? I be on these niggas about not calling in, man. But I had so much fucking shit I wanted to talk about. And my computer and lost it all. Well, not really lost it. But made it to where I can't see it right now. And, you know, nigga, I be lost without my motherfucking. But let's just kick it. Because what I'm saying is, what I'm gonna go on to something else because I don't want to try to talk about what I was gonna talk about because that would have me searching for what should be on the motherfucking screen. But I do want to talk about some shit because the Abba Dabba. I mean, think about it. Shit I be talking about all involves the Abba Dabba. But what I'm, because shit, I be coming as all laced with game. You know, so me and this nigga, I see that nigga at the motherfucking, matter of fact, hey, your black ass, you better call in, nigga. Nigga, why you ain't calling in? Call in to 845-277-9263. Nigga, call in so we can let these fools know something about this. And I gotta fix my computer because I hate that it does this stupid shit. Oh, that's the wrong computer. Yeah, this shit is stupid. It just blanks out every motherfucking thing. God damn. What does it do? And it does that a lot, man. So what I'm going to do, I'm trying to see if I can redo some shit. God damn it, this is one thing I hate about. This is one thing I don't really like about the way I do shit. Because I really be need my motherfucking. Shantae, what the fuck is going on with you, nigga?
Bud.
Hey,
what's
up
with you,
man?
Bud?
Hey, listen.
Bud.
Just wait.
Motherfucker, do you ever sleep, nigga? Ah, damn, man.
Wait, I know the game coming on, so I had to get everybody early. Hey, Kay.
Smart, so man.
Hold on. These motherfuckers probably don't believe that the Abadabba and the Abadabba Q really exist. Now, what year were we talking about the Abadabba in the Abadabba Q?
Shit, nigga, that was the 80s, early
80s. Hey, so this ain't no
the
new 80s. Shit. Hey, this ain't no new shit, is it?
No, man, that's it. Hell no.
Okay,
that's
okay,
it.
I want to ask you something else. Now, when you first came on here, you was talking about game. I was talking about game, too. That's 15 years for me. That's 5 years for you, whatever. I don't know. But what I'm saying is we ain't never not talked about game because that's where we coming from. How can all of these guys, I'm not going to mention any of them, but how can all these guys come on the on their channel talking about game and I never did anything that got some gaming in it? First thing, your version of definition may not be mine, but what is game? What do you have to do to have game?
What you got to do to have game is get some money, taking a chance on your motherfucking freedom, stepping out your element every day.
So, wait, Tay. Now, I didn't say it as clearly as you stated it. I said it in my own way, but it's the same thing. If you ain't risking shit doing what the fuck you think game is, you ain't got no goddamn game. So that's
correct. Right.
So, Tay, so what I'm saying is when we pull up on a nigga, you know, game to us was the Abadabba. So, nigga, this Abadabba going on. But when the nigga said, nigga, this Abadabba Q, what do we mean then?
Shit, he mean it's some, you know, he mean pimping shit. What's up with that Abadabba Q, man, as he pop his motherfucking collar? You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, so I'm so fucking glad you called in because, see, I'm the only nigga talking about this Abadabba. And they think I'm just trying to make up some shit. But not every real nigga, but just real niggas at a certain level of the game would really understand the Abadabba. And we wasn't trying to hide the word like these niggas. Come on, 16s and 304s. And they trying to hide shit. We were separating ourselves from the players that's elite. These elite motherfuckers talking about, man, we ganged up, man, woo-woo. Yeah, but you ain't got none of this Abadabba, cuz that's what me and Tay had. I'm just saying, it means something, don't it, man?
Yeah, hey, but plus with these niggas, the difference between, you know, us coming through our ranks and these motherfuckers today, but we set the bar so high, you couldn't reach that motherfucker unless you was a giant. These motherfuckers ain't got no bar to set. I mean, you know, man, they bar set so low.
Hey, hold on. I got 513
on,
and I
want to
see what he said. 513, what's up? 513, don't tell me you're going to be quiet.
Hell no.
What's up, man?
What's up, bro? I was calling, man, last time. I'm calling last time you hung up on me, bro. I just wanted to let you know, Brian. Appreciate that, bro. But it's cool, bro. It's Bizzle. You understand me, boy? You hung up last time, man. I was trying to say something to you last time, bro, but you hung up.
Hey, bro, wait, stop, listen. Fuck last time. You on here now. Let's go.
Yeah, bro, I was calling, man. I just had a question, man. Like, Like, what's this Abadabba y'all talking about? I just joined your shit and shit, bro. Just subscribed and shit, bro. I don't know what this Abadabba is, bro.
Hey, listen, that's a fucking good question, 513. God damn it. That's dope. Hey, what I'm saying is when I call you about this shit, I say, Tay, what did we used to say, blah, 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 and it came to you. Man, we used to say the Abadabba. What I'm saying to you, 513 caller, is that motherfuckers be talking about game. All kind of money. Running their mouth about game. Game this, game that. And then, now these motherfuckers are people, not like me and Tay, but let's say since we have our own channels, these are people that sponsor their channels. And they're talking about game this, game that. They talking to people, and the version of game that they're giving is watered down so much that game don't even mean shit anymore. Game, the word game meant something when me and Tay was using it. But even back then, we knew there was a separating point for the motherfuckers that really got it, and it was the Abadabba. So the Abadabba is the real, true execution of the game. Do you understand what I'm saying?
100. I heard you, man. 100.
Tay, what you got?
Shit, bud. You said it all. You said it all. That's exactly it. There's nothing I can add.
Hey,
the Abadabba is the Abadabba, bud.
Abadabba is the Abadabba. Hey, but here's something you can add. You know what you could add, nigga? It's my lock.
What's that?
Nigga. Say you could add it. That. It's my lock, nigga.
Hey,
you could have added that. Hey, this Abadabba got
my luck. Yeah. Plus the Abadabba, it's like a spoken word. Like it's like game recognized game. That's how you can say. That's another form of Abadabba. Game recognized game. It's like saying the same thing.
Hey,
in
a way that the FBI, the CIA, and everybody else could be listening, and they don't know the fuck we talking about, because about this Abadabba.
That's right.
332, what's up?
Yeah, man, Professor, this is Marcus calling in.
Wait. We got associate
yeah.
Professor Shante Parker on this motherfucker. So
how you doing, Mr. Shante Parker? How you doing? Oh, man. This is a pleasure.
Hey, what's going on with you, man?
yo, my frat brothers got to meet you in person. I missed that opportunity, but I'm going to circle the block, man. Got to make that happen. Yo,
yeah,
I done
for
found
sure,
in
definitely.
A lot of your shows. I even got some of your twos, man. So, shoot, I spoke to you on Instagram sometime last year.
Wait a minute, Marcus, you black
motherfucker.
What are you talking about? Marcus, you black
man,
ass.
Man, look, you don't put me on this with this motherfucker now. I'm over here screaming like a motherfucker, man.
Hey,
man, I'm standing between two giants right now. How am I supposed to feel? How the fuck you expect me to feel? I'm standing between two giants right now.
Hey, that's where split personalities come in. Both of y'all can pay attention.
Yo.
Go ahead, Marcus. What's up?
But, man, all I wanted to say is, yo, with these cats today out here, they think money is going to buy their manhood. It buys who their personality is. They don't have anything in them or about them that, you know, sets the bar. That they don't have they know, okay, money, I can get a good job, or I could do this, and it's going to bring the profit. But it don't bring no substance of who they are. So they go for anything.
Hey, Marcus,
and that's the problem.
Marcus, what you
yeah.
said, something very important that I've never said, and I'm going to include it. money allows you to expose your true self.
Right.
Money don't make you a motherfucker like Tay or me, because when Tay was broke, that nigga was like he is. Just people didn't pay attention to him. When I was broke, I was like I am. But we ain't had shit. But when we started having shit, and motherfuckers started looking at what we was doing, he could have been the mayor, or I could have been the mayor, and whoever was the vice mayor. Because, man, I'm talking about the police would pull up on this nigga. Hey, Ted, how many holes you got? And that nigga would ask and he would have been wrong with you.
Kid.
Hey, Marcus, I was fucking new to Hollywood. And this nigga was there. This nigga was there. Oh, man, I ain't got but 5 holes. Nigga! Did you snitch it? Did you snitch it on the game? What the fuck is you? This nigga was, yeah, man, I got this many hoes, you know. Yeah, they up there on woo-woo.
Superman of the game. You can't do nothing but revere this shit.
Hey, Marcus, listen. The nigga let, man, the police know what's going on, nigga. You know, so if you lie to them, you on their list.
I put it to you literally this. Last time I checked, mine was a violation of any level. Just be yourself and do proper. Don't matter who it is or what it's about.
Hey, this nigga rolling in the 36 Auburn, 1936 Auburn in the police station. Well, what's up with you, man? Oh, I'm pimping those and slamming Auburn doors. You know what I'm saying? The police would say, yeah, man.
They was in awe, and I'll put it to you like this. They was in awe, just like when y'all
started
from the shop. I ran. They was in awe.
Listen, Marcus,
everybody.
They was in awe. And what really fucked them up, a nigga would tell them the truth. And they would say, they're lying. Them fuckers aren't pimps. They'd be scared to fuck with them.
You know what's crazy,
hey,
bro? When you tell somebody exactly, yes, sir.
Go ahead, Tate.
So, hey, Bud. So a nigga rolling 1936 Auburn, looking like King Tut, looking like a nigga on GQ, and they pull a nigga over. What am I supposed to say?
Minute.
Oh man, I'm selling brushes, man.
Wait a minute, nigga. I gotta disagree. You riding in that 36 Auburn looking like Snoopy and Peanuts, nigga, because you had that shit around your fucking neck. Hey, and you looked like Snoopy when he was crying. Hey, you remember I was Rolls Royce'ing when you got that motherfucker, and I hated you so much, I had to get me one. This nigga had me trained my Rolls Royce in. He was so fly, riding down the street looking like Snoopy.
Yeah, I'm coming
in.
Hey,
so one day,
I ain't talking about Snoop. What? I ain't talking about Snoop Dogg, motherfucker. I'm talking about Snoopy on Peanuts.
Marcus, one day me and Bud rolling in the Auburn, police pull us over, ask me how many holes I got, and I tell them, Bud shocked, Bud scared like a motherfucker. Then the motherfucker said, get out the car. We get out the car just for him and his partner to sit in the motherfucker, to sit in my car. The police tell his partner, hey, Fred, sit on down, man.
I thought this nigga was going to say they was going to look for drugs or something because they didn't believe
Marcus and Chate, say, you left this out. They pulled us over. And first, they wanted to look under the hood. And they seen the holder, and they seen all this shit. And they got us standing on the side. And the next thing I know, or next thing we know, them motherfuckers trying to car out.
The nigga took the shit on a drive out. The motherfucker said, hold on, partner, stay here, watch them. I'm going to take the car around the block. Nigga almost never came back with that shit.
hey, listen, when this shit going on, you know I'm saying to myself, man, this game is a motherfucker, man. Hey, you remember Greenblatt? Who we seeing there?
Yeah.
The motherfucker George Jefferson, Glenn Turner, just everybody in that motherfucker. And
everybody.
Hey, you remember Emir? Emir loved us.
Right.
The
wine connoisseur.
Yeah, Tate, remember we was trying to be connoisseur, and he started explaining to us about wine and shit, woo, 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 woo. And then me and this nigga would go buy a fifth of Chateau Lafite Rothschild. Look that shit up.
Right.
Chateau Lafite Rothschild. And that shit,
gotcha.
Back then, this was like in the 80s, it was $100 a bottle. And me and this nigga would, let's say it's 10 o'clock, we go buy a bottle, and about 11:30, we come back and buy another. And Emir was saying, you aren't supposed to drink that wine like that. You supposed to...
Nigga, that bottle is $22,000. Goddamn. $5,000 for a bottle.
You got to sip this wine, man. You can't drink it.
We're drinking that shit like Thunderbird.
Hey, what about Dean LeMaine?
Damn, but I forgot about that.
y'all know all these cognacs. Y'all don't know real cognacs. Me and this nigga, we went into the Gourmet Liquor Store in Hollywood. Emir just loved us. He was like the manager or whatever. That motherfucker, we told him we wanted to get him some wine. And he started explaining wine to us. And then he got us up to the Chateau Lafite Rothschild. Man, this nigga was about 3 or 4 bottles of that shit. They would say, man, what's wrong with you? Man, you can't buy it like that. Man, this nigga was crazy. He had crazy money.
That's the thing, you know what to do with that money, man. The young
1980 to spend $100 on a bottle of wine, you had to be fucking Richard Pryor. that's who we was, man. You remember them motherfuckers? They loved us because of how we were. They couldn't believe we was here. You remember? I don't know if you went up to Dino's. Remember Dino's up there on Sunset?
Yeah.
Dean Martin joint?
Right, yeah. Dino's, La Cienega and Sunset.
Yeah. Man, Delano hit me to it. I'm talking about in the day, if you represented motherfuckers, I'm talking about established motherfuckers, loved you, and they knew you was having hoes.
Yeah, that motherfucking Dean Martin, he loved pimps, you know? Man, I seen so many motherfuckers that, you know, in Dino's, I saw Frank Sinatra.
The whole rat pack
would be up in that motherfucker, man. You know?
Joey Bishop. I think they imagine, you know, and all the stuff that they do, they still imagine, how is it that these motherfuckers are pimps? What is it that they can do that I can't do? I can get these women through all my talent and all my money, but these motherfuckers do something that can't be explained
to the average man. Marcus, you hitting on something right there, and that is what they be thinking, but it's not the stuff that you're thinking right now. They be thinking, because when they do whatever they do in any kind of way in comparison, they beating the bitch up, they forcing her, they blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They wondering, how the fuck can these niggas be the way they are and have these women doing what they do willingly? Because that's what made them love. When they was them big, you know, Hollywood type motherfuckers, what made them really respect you was that you was doing the pimping properly. And you wasn't beating up no bitches. You know, it wasn't no drug thing. You was just really pimping like me, me and Tay. They just love. if you wanted,
well, shit,
to really,
you, my question
if
is
you
this,
wanted
you
to really
this,
love honey, you had to respect bees. And those are me and Tay.
Oh, that's
was
good.
I don't
what, man?
Well, no, all I was going to say was this. When shit is done right, you're going to get the right response. You're never going to get the wrong response for doing something that you're supposed to do.
Hey, Tay, hold
that's
on, man.
I
let, me get
that.
Let me get 404, man. He's been there for a minute. 404, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, bud? It's Earl.
Earl, what's going on?
Nothing much going on, brother Tay.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on with you, man? Happy New Year, man.
Yeah, Happy New Year to both of y'all. What'd you say, bud?
Happy belated New Year from me.
Yeah, man, I want to send a special thanks to both of y'all for, you know, passing on this game to folks who wouldn't have it without y'all. But I just want to put it out there, just listening to this conversation right here. I literally learned what abba-dabba really means. And what abba-dabba really is you.
That's
what
right.
separates you from everybody
that's
else.
Right. That's right. That's right.
No one who the fuck you are, we about this abba-dabba. And we bring in everything we say and do. Here, goddammit, AK, you know he's a graduate.
Yeah.
Nigga, you didn't know Earl was so graduate.
No. No,
I'm saying he's a graduate from Sidewalk University, motherfucker. This motherfucker see through muddy water and spot dry land 100 yards away.
That's that abacadabra.
Hey, girl, this shit was dope, man. Thanks, man. Hey, in 332, you got anything else?
Nah, that's all I wanted to comment on, man. It was a pleasure
okay,
being able to speak with you, John. I'm going to tune back in.
Cool.
All right, appreciate
you,
man.
Hey, check this out, man. As long as me and you've been rolling, I mean, we didn't have arguments. We didn't fell out. I mean, I'm going to be honest. From when I met you in 76, 77, whatever, you've been my only competitor. I've had
76, nigga.
Yeah,
76. Nigga, I had to set. Hey, the 76.
Yeah, the 76 Silverado, nigga.
Yeah, silver on red, nigga.
Nigga, that motherfucker was gray.
That silver, dude. Nigga, wasn't no gray.
Any motherfucking
hey.
Way. However long that's been, your ass been my only competitor. Everybody else I chose to compete with, I burned them up. Left them in the dirt. And I'm talking about from 76 to now. The nigga still competing with this nigga. Taven, I think I'm losing now, nigga. I'm on the short end now, nigga. You know, you full of shit, motherfucker. Hey, you guys, look. Hey, you know, I got this young motherfucker here. And I gotta, you know, go head on and save up my energy so I can get in that bedroom. And kicking this shit, y'all made me ready already. I was gonna take 2 more hours, but hey, I got a full tank now, man. You got something you wanna say? I'm ready to go.
Bud, how long you been doing your podcast now?
About 12 years.
12 years. So you've been popping the abba-dabba for 12 years, and you just telling them about the abba-dabba, but it's been there all along.
Hey, because I've been using the word game.
Yeah, I know.
You
know, I know.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know. I go through YouTube and I look on all, and I look on, you know, the different topics that that different shows have. So in the past, I don't know, shit, year or whatever, I'm saying, the more that you that me and you be spanking these other podcasters or whatever you want to call them about using the word game, you know, and they don't even, and they couldn't even spell or put the G in game. You understand? You know, they ain't been across the street, but they talking about game. So what I'm saying is that now, ever since we done been spanking them, now every show they do is it's got the word, the title game in it. So I say, oh, so y'all just going to try to water, y'all done watered it down so much until, you know, it's like y'all got the word game like molasses when it's heated up. You understand what I'm saying? So,
Tay, listen. Uh-huh. What me and you got to do is when we doing our podcast and any motherfucker mention Abadabba, we going to have to make sure they on the right page, because we can't change how they did fuck game up. We can't change how they did fuck pimping
just
up.
Like they fucked up the word pimp. Right, same.
That's
way.
What I'm saying. That's what I just said. We can't change how they fuck the word pimping up, but we don't have to let them fuck Abadabba in the Abadabba queue up. So we can talk to each other. I ain't just talking to Tate. I'm talking to you niggas listening. You know, don't let motherfuckers steal our shit. Tell you some more people on. I know they own because of you, nigga. 4-4-4-8-0, what's up? 516, I'm getting you in a minute. 480, what's happening?
Yo.
Yeah, man, what's happening, bro? Yeah, I got you.
And I'm just listening in, you know. That
okay,
just,
go ahead.
Yeah, shit. So I be hearing a lot of people talking about they peas, like, that's why I hang around them. I be like, oh yeah, I got girlfriends, bro. How are you a pee? And I don't claim to be a pee. I learned my lesson.
Hey, listen, stop, bro, listen. The reason they say they peas is, first of all, let me ask you, Tay, have you ever said you was a pee?
No, shit, I'm spitting it out, man. P-I-M-P.
Hey, don't give it away. Don't give it away, nigga. What I'm saying, bro, see, these motherfuckers, they be saying shit that they know means they ain't got a pimp bone in their body. Because ain't no real pimp going to say he a fucking pee. He going to spit it out. He ain't got no shame. He ain't scared. None of that motherfucking shit that these fucking niggas, when they say pee. And the fact that you saying it, let me know you ain't got no pimping in you. And you, I think you said you don't, so I ain't accusing you of shit. I'm just saying motherfuckers don't say pee. That's some scary shit. 16. Tang, when you call a bitch 16 or whatever.
But I told you it took me forever to figure out somebody had to tell me what that meant. I didn't know.
it's the music. They let that music get to us.
480. What I'm saying is, do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand. I got the full course, so, you know.
But listen,
I'm 23.
Listen. What I'm saying is, when you're talking, just like you were doing talking, and you speak into a motherfucker like me, you better be sure of the words that come out of your mouth. Because them words mean something to a motherfucker like me or Shantae. And if you use them words wrong, we going to judge you as such, and we going to clown your motherfucking ass. Or we going to disrespect you. Or we ain't going to give you what you're looking for. Because we hear, and what the fuck you saying, you ain't shit.
Right.
So I'm trying to explain to you guys, this is the importance of words. and phrases. You can use that shit and get out of some shit. Man, this motherfucker's me and this nigga somewhere in their chambers. Man, what's up with you, motherfucker? This nigga's the man that's about this abba-dabba cue with us. Got our hands shut. You motherfucker curious. Hey, before they trying to motherfucking shoot us, what is these niggas talking about? What the fuck is the abba-dabba cue? Nigga, we fucking with bitches, man. Woo-woo. Man, before we know, we cool with these niggas.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man.
Okay.
You know, we got reasons for what we do. We got reasons for the words we use. And then here we are, same situation. And I said, man, we bought this game, man. Niggas gonna blow our head off.
Hmm.
Game can mean any goddamn thing. Shit, don't nobody want to hear you about this game. They want to hear what you about. This Dabba Dabba, baby. Shit, come on. Hey, it's safety first. And you guys are fucking off all the safe points that we implemented for safety because you guys don't want to, you know, be what it takes to use whatever, you know, words. You got to be a certain motherfucker to say abba-dabba and think you ain't going to get no problem. And we was that nigga. We that nigga. I ain't saying you ain't that nigga. I'm saying unless you become that nigga and show that you that nigga, you can't act like you that nigga. And that's
all right. I don't mean to cut you off. But
go ahead.
I just got that out the committed to. You gave me the, you showed me the committed to. I've been studying that, and I realized that I ain't getting the results because I haven't been committed. Because when you committed,
listen, when I didn't know I was green. Well, no, I didn't know I was as green as I was when I started fucking with Tay. This nigga, I don't know how long, but some years, he had already been in the streets. And he had already started his, you know, cross artist, fucked up nigga reputation. Now, I mean, every nigga with a reputation, if he play on it, don't, you know, grow. And this nigga, by the time I met him, his shit was almost sealed. You know, a Hollywood Atlanta nigga, you don't want to go up there and meet Shantae, nigga, because you know the nigga's going to be, Shantae, what kind of fucking name is this? You know, I want to see everything we see in the nigga. And when I get up there, and every nigga hates you, they hate you. They hate this mother. That little short-ass motherfucking bully robber, they was saying all this shit. But I'm saying, damn, this nigga is a well, I gotta meet this nigga. But they know, nah, nigga, you don't want to meet that nigga, man. That nigga ain't shit. That nigga across all this man. Why they say that? Because all them niggas tried to fuck with him. And he got all that bitches. Man. He didn't cheat them. He didn't go behind their back or none of that shit and get them. They just liked his women. So after a while, I get to meet this nigga. And this motherfucker dissed me, tell you, you know you gave me the wrong number, nigga. You remember that shit. I seen that nigga again and pulled me over. Nigga. If you didn't want to fuck with me, you could have gave me, told me like a man. You that nigga stopped me right there. What, nigga? I am a man. Hey, we got cool right there. This nigga liked that I checked him. Because wouldn't nobody check you. And I like that this nigga checked me because I was calling him a punk. When I said that shit, that nigga caught me right there. And we both seen that, man. In some kind of way, it drew us together. And the nigga been cool ever since. That's like 40 years ago, 45 years ago. The nigga made me sick. I didn't hate it. The nigga, all that shit, man. But the spirit go way past that shit. Say, go ahead, man.
Shit, bud. And you right. That is, I said, this nigga got a lot of nerve checking me, man. I was like, who? Yeah, I was like, man, I like this motherfucker. This nigga got some heart, man. I say, this nigga got damn near too much heart fucking with me. You know?
Hey, but we both made that big enemy. He wasn't no blows. You know, when you run out of words, you run out of game, and you resort to fighting. Me and this nigga wasn't going to run out of game with each other, even though we never said that to each other.
Right.
The competitors from the start. This, you mean, just shit, period. Yeah, but that's how I go. I mean, that's how the real game go. 516, what's up with you?
Hey. Hey, what's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
I had called in a show ago, and you had said, you know, get my shit together. So I've been getting my shit together. But I came across an old interview video, it sounded like, and it had your voice on it. So I wanted to ask you about that. It was something along the lines you said, playing this game, you know, you don't just say something out your mouth. It has to have intention. It's got to have meaning.
And yeah,
it's like self-explanatory, you know what I mean? It is what it is. So I just wanted more insight onto exactly what you meant.
Listen, man. Tay, you may not think of always be playing the way I think of it, but what do you say out your mouth at any time that don't have any intentions?
Man, that's a lot. Sometimes it's hard to be a man of my word. Dude.
I ain't asking you. I'm asking Tay. You said nothing, right, Tay?
Man, everything I spit out, it's got to have a meaning. Otherwise, I ain't even go. I might as well just be quiet. Shit.
Hey, okay. So bro, that's asking about always be playing. Always be playing means unless what's coming out your mouth, you have some sort of intent, otherwise it's going to lead you here, lead you there, going to get this, or going to get that. It has to have some sort of intent. You're going to keep your mouth shut because anything
right.
you say is directed towards a goal you have, or you just ain't sharing yourself with people. This nigga, I mean, I didn't get that from this nigga, but I'm just saying, being around that nigga, I realized, man, that nigga ain't never saying shit that ain't got nothing to do with, you know, tomorrow or what he trying to do with the bitch next day or what he trying to make the bitch think or, you know, that kind of shit. You ain't got to be told that. And if you got to be told it, you ain't playing. Hey, a motherfucking Tay, a nigga that's in a drag nigga Tay, he playing from the beginning. He might not get the results for I don't know, 5-6 moves, 7-8 moves.
Right.
But he might take him a week. But what I'm saying, everything he's doing, showing him he can do the next step.
Right.
So
right.
That's what I'll always be playing is about, bro.
All right.
Did that make sense to you?
Yes,
sir. Hey, man, that's why Tay, I ain't going to never ask your motherfucking ass to be a co-host with me, nigga, but you better call in more often, you motherfucker.
I'm going to call in.
Hey, nigga, because you got your perspective and I got mine, but they the same. But we different.
Right.
Man, come on.
Right.
We ain't the same niggas because we fuck with each other. We the same because we got this game understood the way we understand it. And it comes out in what we do. Okay, you got
plus when we was always riding and kicking it, you know, we were kicking it about, you know, selling weed or selling brushes or selling vacuum cleaners. I'm saying,
hey,
the whole time
mean,
we ride, all
you
we do,
side hustles.
Yeah, right. I'm saying the whole time we riding and kicking it, bud. We kicking game. We talking about how to have a bitch.
We talking about what's going to be our next move. And the next move had to be the way, see, you know the bug, the way me and you really got to be giants in Hollywood was showing them motherfuckers how pimps live and what pimps do. It was a lot of pimps up there pimping, but they didn't know what the fuck pimps do, how pimps live. But we showed them motherfuckers how pimps live and what pimps do, what a motherfucking gentleman of leisure really is. Yeah.
And I'm talking about you come to the candy store, motherfucker, we didn't rent it. This is the most popular fucking club on Sunset. Hey,
right.
We didn't rent it, and we didn't made it exclusive for pimps and hoes tonight in this particular area because it was a big old club. We didn't get the whole club. But we got this area blocked off, pimps and hoes. And you couldn't come in unless you was suited and booted, tuxedo. Your bitch had to be in a gown. Say, they hated us for that.
I ain't coming, man. You can't tell the pimp how to dress. Okay, motherfucker, then don't come. Fuck you.
And when they came, it was over. Everybody craned on it. Why?
Everybody.
Hey, you don't even know why we did. You said why we did it, nigga. You don't even remember.
See, doing something them niggas hadn't seen. Can you know,
no, nigga.
Give them something
no.
To read that.
No. Huh? No, we already had rented a yacht, a 90-foot yacht with a person of crew.
Oh, yeah.
So we already did that. You know why we did that with the cousins? Because the Oscars or something was going on, and you said, man, we don't get no chance to dress up, you know, be tuxedo and formal and shit. You know,
right. You
nigga,
right,
that's
bud.
That's why we did that, because you said to give us something formal to come to.
Yeah, that's right, bud. Hey, and nobody else never did came behind us and done none of that shit.
Nobody ever did
nobody.
It again.
Nobody.
They never even attempted this shit, nigga. Hey, we rented the Don Pepe room at the Beverly Hilton. Come on, nigga.
Yes.
Charles Moran was on top of us.
That's right.
hey, he's
giant
shit. Hey, he's in his guard down there talking about we was making too much noise. Man, we pimps and hoes. You better come in and have a blow or get your motherfucking ass out of here. We ain't political.
Right.
we ain't political, motherfucker. Man, we was some crazy niggas. Shit.
Yeah,
hey,
that's what I said. So that's how we.
Hey, remember we rented that yacht? You said, man, Tay, you even was the cause of this, nigga. You say, man, we gotta have some entertainment, some kind of, and we was riding down Fountain, coming to Highland, in some kind of way you seen the Magic Castle, and you say, damn, nigga, what? That's it, nigga. We need a magic. We need a magician. I ain't even seen the Magic Castle. You just talking shit. Now we riding up Highland, going to the freeway. And you talking shit about this magic, this magician, not a particular one, just who the fuck is in the Magic Castle, David Copperfield, all them motherfuckers that was not being then. And
yeah,
me and this
right.
nigga, me and this nigga went, I think we had a dinner and we hired one of the fucking magicians. And that motherfucker came to our yacht. Went cruising with us, Tay, and you ain't gonna remember this. He used Black's bitch. You remember Black, that white bitch he had with the black hair?
Right.
Hey,
well,
she
you
was
got a good ass motherfucker.
Hey, she was sitting on the couch, and this motherfucker, he got these cards, and he's doing shit with the cards, you know. But I didn't study shit. And I know that this motherfucker's throwing off, and his trick is yet to be done. After he did all this shit, he said, sign this card. And I signed it. He took the card tape, put it in the envelope, Then he put the envelope in his pocket. No. He didn't ask me to sign it. He asked the bitch to sign it. And he put it in his pocket. Not his pocket. Somebody's back. I forget. But anyway, when he did this, I did some more shit. Is this your card? She said no. And then he did some more shit. Is this your card? No. And then the bitch opened that fucking secretary wallet that he had put inside a motherfucker's coat pocket.
Right, right.
And her motherfucking card was in it.
Right.
That was a bad motherfucker.
Yep.
Say, you remember we used to do anything that them motherfuckers never seen.
Right. Right. That's right. Yep. See, how do a motherfucker get to be a giant? How do a motherfucker get to be a giant? By showing a motherfucker what giants do. So, therefore.
I'm going to be honest, God damn it. I got that shit from my nigga. Fuck it. I was satisfied with being a fucking lieutenant. This nigga wanted the army. He don't even want to be a general. This nigga don't want to be nothing but on the army. Hey, since I wasn't no scary nigga, shit, I want me in the army too. Dude, this nigga, hey, we set precedence, nigga.
Huh?
We set precedence. First nigga to do this.
That's what I say, bud. That's what I said about setting the bar, you know, compared to now and then. I mean, you know, man, what the fuck is y'all bar? I don't see none of you niggas in Rolls Royces and exotics and where all that shit at?
Hey, they ain't in Rolls Royces, but they not exotic. They just got a Rolls Royce, nigga. We had Rolls Royces parked out in front of yachts that we had purchased to fucking do whatever we had them doing. Hey, let me get my other caller, man. 839, what's up? 839, what's going on? Okay, he's one of these brothers, don't know what to do.
Rose,
hey,
I got a question.
You there? Oh, wait a minute, man.
No, this
4-0.
This 4-0.
This is what? 4-8-0?
4-8-0.
Yeah,
what's up? I got another question for you and Tess.
Come on.
When do you say, what do y'all think y'all, that y'all was most successful far as conversation on the spot or having things from your arsenal basically premeditated, like you knew what you was going to say to somebody far as
bro, I talk about the arsenal. Shantae don't give a fuck about no goddamn arsenal, although he have an arsenal, although he uses what he have. He just don't call the shit that. You know, what the significance is being able to say whatever the fuck that's necessary to be said in the moment. Not thinking about the shit. I got that from the fucking with this nigga, man. This nigga used to say some crazy shit to me. But the bitches would be cracking up and the bitches would be liking it. Shit, man. I'm saying,
that's the question.
They would tell me that you're too serious. And this nigga with his jovial ass, and he would fuck a bitch up. He would fuck a bitch up way quicker than I would. So this is the thing. I would be fronting like you better not fuck with me. And this nigga will be saying, you can fuck with me, but you better not fuck with that nigga. That's how we was, man. But that's kind of why we was cool. Because we was, you know, Ike and Mike. We was just alike, but we was different. Shit. That's us. 839, you back, man. I hope you got something to say now, bro. What's up?
Yeah, my phone disconnected. My bad about that.
Go ahead.
But my question is, how the hell you goddamn get bread from a hoe that act like she ain't hoeing? Like, she act like she got a 9-to-5 and she basically doing basic
hey, bro,
shit, like.
Stop. First. Hey, that's just weak. Shit. Excuse.
But that weed good in the motherfucking van.
hey, bro. What I'm saying is this. First, you gotta, with your mistake, is you talking about the bitch. Me and this nigga, we talking about us. How do we get this bitch to fuck with us? I ain't trying to do shit about making this bitch be comfortable to fuck with us. I'm saying raw as we can be. Tay had his way, and I had my way. And they complimented each other as far as that goes. And I will say, the night, you get more bitches, I mean, you get more bees with honey than salt. So this nigga had the honey. But what I'm saying is, he was twice as brutal as me. But as far as catching, this nigga was smooth as fuck. And then did some shit that this nigga didn't like. You know, the nigga would say whatever, and if they understood, fine. But if they didn't, they got problems. You know, and I got all that fucking with my nigga. You know, you can sit up and be serious, and you ain't gonna really beat their ass. I get rid of your motherfucking ass. This nigga, he might get rid of you, but he'd do it by making it so he beat your ass and send you to work tonight. If you come back, cool. Hey, if you don't, that's cool too. So, hey, if you don't learn from all that shit, man, you something wrong with you, man. This nigga was doing that shit, man. I'm talking about when I came to town, I was living in some motels. I go to this nigga house, he got a sunken living room, fucking shack, corporate all around, swimming pool, 4-5 bedrooms, you know. God damn, nigga, you living like a star. Hey, that's my green ass said that shit. And then nigga said, nigga, we are stars. Hey, if you remember, nigga, that's the first thing you said to me. And I was sprung from that point on. And we would talk to Red Fox and Richard Roundtree and all them motherfuckers, man. And this nigga was all talking about he was way colder than them. Shit. Yeah, this the nigga I'm fucking with. Yeah, bud, I know if you're a pimp, if you can fuck with me and don't get knocked off. Well, motherfucker, you the nigga I want to knock you off. God damn, that nigga told me.
Both of y'all got it going on, man. I follow both of y'all, man. Both of y'all be really kicking some real shit, man, for real. I appreciate y'all doing what y'all do.
Hey, that's what we do, bro, because we for real about this here. Hey, I love the fact you was on today, man. And you know I appreciate you. Surprise the fuck out of me, bro.
Yeah, because I turned on YouTube, and I said, this motherfucker here, this nigga right here, he early bird get the word, boy. He on that shit, bud. Bud,
hey,
grab another nigga. I'm going to watch my football, man.
Nigga, you know we be tripping.
Hey, bud, I'm going to watch my football, nigga. Fuck you. I'm gone, nigga.
All right, man. Hey, all y'all, man, this shit was dope, man. And I did it early because of the football game, man, but I'm finna go, man. Y'all be cool. This shit was dope.